In front of you stands a magnificent set of wooden double doors. The rich scent of the mahogany is intoxicating. You feel drawn towards them. Each one displays a figure on its center panel, surrounded by an array of intricate borders, masterfully carved in mesmerizing detail. Intrigued, you reach out a hand and begin to trace the outline of a carving, feeling the ridges beneath your fingertips. You see now that the figures are Roman soldiers, recognizable by their armored tunics, cloaks, and sandals, and their helmets, topped with feathered plumes. You recall tales of soldiers such as these, making their way across the English Channel to the island that they would call Britannia. They left their mark, and their presence is still felt in England today, long after their departure. The soldiers stand opposite one another, strong and alert, armed with shields in one hand and swords in the other. They both face inward toward the ornate brass door handle, as though willing you to enter. You place your fingers on the cool metal handle and turn it ever so slightly. You are surprised to find that the huge, heavy door falls open easily with a welcoming creak. Slowly, you step inside. Beyond the threshold lies the foyer of a vast, magnificent library. Pausing for a moment, you allow yourself to take it all in. From the green and white marble tiles on which you stand, to the ancient marble columns that stretch from floor to ceiling, etched with perfectly straight lines. Above your head hangs a grand crystal chandelier, bestowing a soft, soothing glow on everything beneath it. Broken sunlight shines through stained glass windows, illuminating the shelves of books housed here. Then you spot a little sign which excites your curiosity. As you walk towards it, the gentle patter of your feet echoes throughout the room, punctuating the silence. You move to the far end of the foyer, where a shining plaque sits between two curving staircases. Upon it, written in delicate golden script, are these words: "Welcome to the Library of Time. Only the most curious souls can find this place. Each and every book here connects to a different time and place. While in the past, you will neither be seen nor heard. You cannot change the past, after all. You can only learn from it. And learn you shall." The beginnings of a smile rest upon your lips as you make your way up the staircase to your right. Your hand brushes across the smooth wooden banister as you ascend. each step reveals a little more of what's ahead. And as you reach the top, you can only stare in wonder. The second floor is home to shelves of books, reaching as far as the eye can see. You can feel the wisdom and knowledge that permeate this room. You breathe in slowly and deeply, allowing the air to flow through you from head to toe. Captivated, you keep walking between two rows of shelves at the center of the room. Your senses sweep over these ancient tomes, their shapes and sizes as unique as the stories they hold inside. As if pulled by an invisible thread, you start to move in a particular direction. Before long, you find yourself standing in front of one of the shelves, with your hand reaching towards a book. Its cover is purple in color, the same hue that was reserved for the emperors of Imperial Rome. Though its edges are somewhat frayed and its cloth slightly faded, these details only add to its charm and allure. On the spine of the book, you see the title. There are no words, just a year, written in thick gold lettering, 93.